The UK Report.
Oh, well, look, we're mixing with intellectual royalty today. I'm out of my depth here. The great Gilchrist, he doesn't want me to say this, but he is a contestant on tomorrow on BBC's Mastermind TV show.
I know. Isn't that scary and ridiculous?
Well, no, you must be much smarter than I thought. I thought you were just a funny man.
Do you know what my wife said to me when she realised I was going on Mastermind? She said, look, most people who have a midlife crisis just go and do a pub quiz. But no, you have to go for national humiliation.
You are funny. Most midlife crisis go for a pub quiz. Oh, you're a good man. We love you, Adam Gilchrist. Now tell us about the Libyan bombers.
Well, you can imagine that behind the doors shenanigans going on with this, behind closed doors, trying to get all the deals sorted and so forth. What we think we know is that the younger brother of the Manchester bomber is going to go on trial in Libya at some point this year. Hashim Abedi is charged with aiding and abetting his brother Salman Abedi. He was a suicide bomber who killed 22 people and injured all those others as well at the Ariana Grande concert. But this is tricky because the Abedi's father was arrested and has now been released. British detectives have interviewed suspects in Tripoli, but not everyone they've wanted to get. Tripoli itself has offered names to people in the UK. Again, they've not all been interviewed. Libya itself has got two governments. If you're in Tripoli, you're okay. If you're not sure, has huge elements of lawlessness. And frankly, getting justice in that cauldron can be really tricky. But fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Theresa May, good on her.
Well, yeah, she's making headlines. It's rather unusual, really. Making headlines because the Prime Minister says she won't resign. It's a bit like a headline that it's not raining or something.
Yes.
I'm not a quitter is on a few front pages. But, I mean, bear in mind her daft decision to hold a snap election, an exceptionally poor campaign and a rubbish result, and the knives have been out.
But she got 2 million more votes than David Cameron. Remember that? And the highest primary vote since Margaret Thatcher.
It's always a question of how those votes are distributed.
Correct.
Of course, which has, but you're right, yes. Technically speaking, she did okay. But that's the trouble. An awful lot of people think maybe they'll do better with someone else. Had she quelled her rivals by saying she won't quit, I wonder.
Oh, she's a toughie. Good on her. All right, now listen, good luck. Good luck. And now keep us posted.
I shall just try and prove that I've got an IQ superior to a gerbil.
Isn't she wonderful?